Hello, everyone, and welcome to a supplemental edition of ShuttlePod, the TrekMovie.com podcast. Today, we are talking with John Cho, a.k.a. Hikaru Sulu, in the rebooted Star Trek franchise. For today's podcast, Trek Movie teamed up with Trek FM, the Star Trek podcast network, and you can find them at http://trek.fm online and check out all of their awesome podcasts. We were able to send Aaron Harvey, who writes for TrekMovie.com on occasion and also hosts his own podcast on the Trek FM network, which is Saturday Morning Trek, a podcast all about the animated series. For this week's podcast, Aaron talked with John Cho last week in Los Angeles at a junket for the upcoming Star Trek Beyond.
Your character is partnered off with Uhura for part of the film. What is the dynamic like between your two characters, and how does working so closely with Zoe different from working with the rest of the cast?
Well, it was cool to be partnered off. I mean, I think that one of the interesting... There was a scene that is not in the film, but was written, which was very revealing, where Sulu makes a confession to Uhura and says that it was... that his family or his husband didn't want to move out to Yorktown, which is this remote outpost, but he made that sacrifice for Sulu's career, and that Sulu felt a very heavy sense of guilt about having made that move, and now had inadvertently endangered his family. And then Uhura comforts him, and that was a color that, you know, would not have come out if we hadn't been paired off, and I thought that was cool. And you see little moments here and there holding one another back, or, you know, like this looking out for one another thing that happens throughout the cast in different ways, caring for each other in these pairings that comes out a little bit more than if we were on the bridge, and our relationships are primarily with Kirk, so you see different things. I found that to be a fun color to add to a Trek movie.
Yeah, no, definitely. There was I do a Star Trek the Animated Series podcast, so I'm way deep in it. And there's an episode that is just Sulu, Uhura, and Spock. What it's like the first time in the original series.
Fascinating.
Yeah, that they were alone, and it was really great that they got to pull that sort of into the movie, and you get to see these people stand on their own. And yeah, related to that, you know, your character is being portrayed as gay in a simple, really lovely, no big deal scene. And this is sort of a boon for the LGBTQ community. And many people say it's been a long time coming in Trek, which has historically been ahead of the social curve. What do you feel this does for the Star Trek franchise?
I feel like it's in keeping with... This is my personal opinion, because Roddenberry obviously isn't here to say yay or nay, but I personally feel that it's in keeping with the goals that he laid out, you know, that it feels of a piece with all the progressive things that he did. You know, and also our treatment of it is progressive. Like I said earlier, this, you know, it's news today, but it's not news in the film, which I like, and that in 10 years it won't play like news, and that would have aged our film.
It's kind of interesting going back and watching the original series. You get a little bit of that where we're like, well, there's a Russian on the bridge. There's a black woman.
Yeah.
You know, and to us, that's no big deal. But that was a big deal at one point. So it's,
right,
you can almost see how that effect is going to happen.
Yeah,
time.
Right. I mean, that's another thing that we're not bringing up in all this talk of diversity, that it's the middle of a Cold War and there's a Russian. We're trusting this guy? I just watched Trumbo, and I was just reminded of how fervent the anti-communist thing was in this country, and the anti-Russian thing, and we destroyed people over this. We absolutely destroyed people's lives over this fear.
Yeah. Kind of continuing that social progress message, you were recently the center of a viral campaign where you were the hashtag starring John Cho.
Yes.
Which was great because it actually, you know, sparked a conversation about Asian Americans in popular culture and their perception. You know, you were photoshopped into some leading roles of movies like The Avengers. What one of those movies would you actually like to have been in, or would you, if you could choose one of those roles?
I'm trying to think which ones I saw, but man, the Star Trek cast, we saw The Martian in Dubai, and you know, maybe it's because obviously that's a sort of near future space movie. You know, maybe it was about bringing a member of the team home, that feeling, that familial camaraderie thing. It was very moving for us as a cast, and I remember to a man, each of us being emotionally affected by that film. And I'll vote for that one just because it's fresh on my mind and it was so meaningful to this group that I'm with here in this hotel today.
One of George Takei's complaints about playing Sulu in the original series that was after five seasons and, you know, several seasons and three seasons and several movies, Sulu remained the helmsman and basically delivered the same lines. And since today, JJ sort of hinted at the possibility of a fourth film.
Did he?
A little bit.
What did he say?
You don't know that. Oh, wow. Scott Mance asked him if he had given any thought to an episode 4 of Star Trek, and he said 100% yes, and it was figuratively minutes away from having that conversation. But 100% yes.
Interesting.
I hope I did not speak out of turn, but it wasn't actually, it was in the whole thing, so. You know.
That's a scoop. I didn't know that.
We put it out, so.
Oh, awesome.
I don't think that says that it will be. I think that we thought about it. I think you have to parse the words, probably.
Yeah.
But what would you like
to... He told me he'd never make another one again.
Really?
No.
that's what's going to come. Well, it is kind of interesting to see the evolution of his interaction with Star Trek and the fandom, too, which is just...
Yeah?
Just, I don't know, it seems like he's more engaged.
Which
is really cool.
Yeah, it is.
Especially at the fan event when on the 20th of May.
You know, it's because he has to balance. He likes, you know, and I admire this about him. He likes to keep things under wraps so that the experience of opening that box is so. He wants to keep that sense of wonder, and
right.
On the other hand, you know, you want to engage with your viewers. I mean, particularly, and Star Trek fans are like the original fans. They created the idea of fandom, really, and saved the show. And you know, Star Trek's very existence is directly linked to the fans, and like no other. So, that's a very interesting observation.
So, if you know, if there is a fourth film, what would you like to see Sulu's character do now that he's sort of broken away from the helm a little bit, and hasn't been glued to just saying three lines.
I could go for a lot of stuff. I could go for some action, more action, return to the action that we had in the first one. I could go for a personal crisis, an existential crisis.
Well, I think some of what you talked about with his husband would be really interesting.
I could go further into that.
And there's some echoes of Deep Space Nine had that issue of, like, you know, bringing your family out to this frontier.
Right, how crazy that was.
And, yeah.
I would love to you know, the conversation I talked about that's not in the movie, as a, for instance, of course, this would be a sequel and we wouldn't see that, but that conversation, I want to move to Yorktown, it's, you know, I'm going to chase this commission, come with me, no, I don't want to go that far, I don't want to take the kid out.
Right.
Like that scene would be, that kind of scene would be great to play.
Yeah, that would definitely be. Do we know her name? Is it Demora Sulu?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I looked at the credits and I either missed it or it just scanned through too fast.
I don't remember whether there was a name. But,
okay.
But no, sorry.
I'm just curious. So you've been asked a lot of questions the last few days. Is there any one question you wished somebody would ask you? Something that you've been dying to talk about, maybe, or
I don't think so. I think we've well covered it.
Cool. So let's see. Let me grab another one.
There's one.
You know, I think something that I'm not dying to talk about this, but it occurred to me that I hadn't been talking about it, which was why Doug is in the movie, our screenwriter, as my husband, and
Ben, I think.
Ben,
yeah.
And I think they were having trouble finding Asian actors in Dubai who were willing to play gay, and I had requested an Asian husband because as a sort of tribute to, you know, how difficult, I think it's extra difficult for Asian men to come out of the closet, and I've had some friends who, they take longer to come out of the closet. And
my
then,
boyfriend's Asian as well, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And then also, they're never, Asian men are very rarely with Asian men. And I had always personally thought that it was because the family thing was a little extra heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're less likely to be with people that look like their family as a result. And that was my personal pet theory about why my friends were never with
mm-hmm.
Asian men.
Hmm.
And so I wanted to go in the future. I thought it would be cool that it was totally normalized.
Yeah.
And so that it kind of looked like a heterosexual couple. Like, in the one hand, it was very traditional, and then from a gay politics side, it was kind of radical.
Yeah, I did appreciate that. I noticed
that. It was both those things,
yeah.
And so I requested that, and that's why Doug ended up being my man.
Often you see in a futuristic where they're trying to have, they'll have like a couple of like every ethnicity,
right.
Every, you know, it's like
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like kind of like almost like a word salad or not word salad,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I like the idea of that.
I think there was
thing.
A point, a moment where they were early on when they were like, should he be human?
Oh, that's
you
interesting.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there was even that issue, and I said, not only do I want him human, I want him to be Asian.
Nice.
So
great. I guess one final question is like, when do
yes.
you get to sleep next?
TBD.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. That was a.
And I will
send
a nibble for you.
Thanks for listening, everyone, and remember to tune in later in the week for our first reactions to Star Trek Beyond. That'll be here on the Shuttlepod podcast and on trekmovie.com. We will be at the San Diego Comic-Con premiere of the film, so get ready to hear our thoughts after that.